Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I was lost, but you came and found me. You left your throne, thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. You gave your all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude, but words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you took everything I want, made me what I am. You were loud,
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, you better know it, ladies and gentlemen. You better get some praise out for the Lord right now before we get started. Thank the Lord. Yes. You better thank God all across the globe. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you need to do one more thank, ladies and gentlemen. This is straight to the point with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Y'all put your hands together for the woman of God is coming up in a few seconds. Amen. We want to thank you all for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, that call-in number, hey, you can, while you're on right now, you can tweet out, you can text out. The number 347-843-4559 is the call-in number where you can listen live tonight with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, our wonderful host and founder of the Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. She is amazing, and we're excited about you being with us today. So, hey, that number again, 347-843-4559. This is Straight to the Point worldwide. Amen. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and open up Dr. Henderson's mic right now. Y'all give the woman of God a round of applause as we open up her mic. Doc, welcome.
Thank the Lord, everybody. All right, so we worship him on tonight. We want to give credit to Mary. Mary, I worship him. I worship you. I don't know about you, but it's only because of him that I am here today, that I'm still here. I'm still holding on because of him. We worship him on tonight. I want to welcome you guys to Straight to the Point. Those of you who are tuning in for the first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for every single person. We lean on, depend on, stand on the Word of God in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. So I'm excited to be with you guys on tonight. It's been a while. I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Happy New Year. Yes, but as you can see, that this month is almost over with already. And, I couldn't believe it was already the fourth Monday when Dr. Vaughn sent that text. I'm like, it's the fourth Monday already? And so I'm just excited to be with you guys. I want to thank Dr. Vaughn and Evangelist Mays and the Hembricks for holding down a fork, as always, my co-laborers in the Lord. I want to thank God for you guys on tonight. Yes. How many of you know that it feels good when you can entrust your baby in somebody else's arms? You know that when you're able to do that, you know that you got some Holy Ghost-filled, fire-baptized people who really are, sold out for the Lord. Amen. And so they are. They all love Jesus. And I don't have to worry about nobody getting in the flesh or, when the Evangelist Mays and the Hembricks, when they speak the word. And any revelatory or revelation that the Holy Spirit gives, I know that it's the Holy Spirit because they're all filled with the Holy Spirit, So it feels good to have Holy Ghost-filled people to be able to hold things down while you're away. So I want to thank Evangelist Mays, and I want to thank the Hembricks and Dr. Vaughn. Kevin Hembricks, I'm talking about Elder Hembricks and his wife, Prophetess Hembricks, for holding down the fork while I'm in my absence on the Mondays when I'm not on. Sometimes I come on and listen, but I don't say anything. But I thank God for all of them and all of you guys who have been faithful, those who are sold out for Christ, who no matter who's speaking, as long as you know you're going to get a word, those of you who have been faithful coming on and listening to the word, I want to thank you as well. Those who are listening by way of the internet, those who are listening by way of live, and those of you who are going to call back, I want to thank you. as I started, I was saying, and I'm not going to be before you guys long because this was really an impromptu. Me coming on tonight wasn't planned at all. It was planned by the Holy Spirit. God knew. He knew all. He knew I was going to be on his line tonight. But when I woke up this morning, I wasn't planning it. Amen. But how many of you know that the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord? Amen. So if you're being led by the Spirit of God, then you're going to be at the place, at the time that he has purpose and design for you to be there. Amen. If you're being led by the Spirit, let me say that again. If you're being led by the Spirit and you're submitted, amen, to the quickening and the voice of the Holy Spirit, then you will go where the Spirit tells you to go. You will be where the Spirit tells you to be. You will say what it tells you to say. You will do what it tells you to do. So when the Spirit of the living God speaks, your flesh got to come under subjection to the will of God for your life. How many of you know that? That when the Spirit of the Lord speaks, amen, if you have a submitted spirit, amen, then your spirit dominates your flesh and commands it to be subjected and come under subjection to the leading of the Holy Spirit. So on tonight, I want us to allow the Holy Spirit to permeate our hearts. And what I mean by that is to soften our hearts, to beckon it to allow us to say yes, you know? Yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. You know, even when flesh wants to go another way, amen, but we're so hearkened to his voice and know his voice, and we're so hearkened to his way that even when the flesh wants to go another way, that the Spirit will immediately check the flesh and say, no, we're moving. I'm in line with the Holy Spirit, which is my God. And so tonight I just want us to simply say, yes, I'm thinking about, and you guys, I don't know what you guys are struggling with on tonight, but I feel like some people who are going to call back, they've been struggling and covering with saying yes to the Lord. And even on yesterday, God put in my spirit to say, simply say yes. You know, somebody is in a tug of war in the spirit and the flesh. I'm thinking about Paul when he said that when I want to do right, evil is always present, and that there's a warring going on in my membranes, and that, you know, when I try to do this, then that happens. When I try to go over there, then I end up over here. And so I want to encourage somebody on tonight to just simply say yes, you know. There's favor in yes. You know, what just came to my mind was Jeremiah 29. When, you know, in the book of Jeremiah, when the Lord told him, he said, look, you tell them, I know the plans that I have for my people. I have good plans. I have great plans to bring them to, he said, to prosper them. Amen. Somebody hear me on tonight. Even if the natural is going against the word, going against what the word of God is saying, I come to remind you on tonight that the word of God says that in Jeremiah that he has a plan to prosper you, to make you successful, to bring you to your expected end, because he wants the very best for you. He knows what's best for you. He created you. Amen. So I want somebody to be encouraged tonight, and I want you just to simply say yes. I want you to stop tugging and warring with which way to go or which decision to make, because God said he already showed you, he already told you. He's just waiting for you to say yes. Yes, Lord. You know, what comes to my mind is the song, Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. Yes, Lord. So truly, yes. My soul says yes. And so, you know, and as I sing that song, I really feel the Holy Spirit speaking to his people on tonight that we're getting so caught up on what everybody else is doing, and God is saying that what did I tell you to do? Just keep focused and keep your hand to the plow and keep on digging and keep on growing and keep on building and keep on going. And don't stop because you're closer than where you think you are. You're closer than what you think you are. You're closer to where he's taking you at. But there's still some doubt. And I want to encourage somebody. I want to stir up somebody's faith on tonight. I want to stir up the gift of faith. You know, I reminded what Paul said to young Timothy. He said, Timothy, remember the faith of your grandmama Lois. He said, you got that same gift. And most of you all who are listening to me on tonight, you have the gift of faith. Not just faith, but there's an actual gift of faith, meaning that when the going gets tough, you get going, meaning that no matter how tough it gets, you keep on going. Somebody is thinking about turning around, and God told me to tell you to keep on going. Keep on going. He said, I brought you too far to turn around. So he said, you need to keep on going. And somebody who is going to call back and listen to this program on tonight, I just come to encourage you. God don't have me on this line for naught. Amen. So, you know, normally I would say do a replay, but the Spirit of God said, no, go on tonight. So I'm here on tonight to encourage somebody on tonight to let you know that God is not through blessing you. Amen. God is not through blessing you. Don't worry about what the economists are saying. Don't worry about all the diseases and the COVID and all those things that are out here. That stuff is going to be. But you are still here, and you're still here for a reason, and God is going to use you mightily. God is going to use you mightily for his name, for his glory, so that he can get the glory, amen, out of your life. And so in the process, while God is using you mightily, he's also going to prosper you. He's also going to make you fruitful. He's also going to multiply you. So when you continue to lift up the name of Jesus, the Bible says that when you lift up the name of Jesus, he'll draw all men unto him. So that means that as long as you continue to lift up the name of Jesus, plead the name of Jesus, declare the name of Jesus, then you will succeed in not just in your spiritual life, not just in your spiritual walk, but you will also succeed also in the natural realm. Amen. Because it's first spirit, then natural, meaning that if you seek him first, his kingdom, his riches, his glory, amen, then all the other things should be added unto you. And so if you keep on plowing, keep on declaring his name, keep on declaring his glory, keep on moving in his will, amen, his will, not yours, not my will, God, but let your will be done. Let me say that again. Not my will, because in my will is selfish. My will is about me. My will is I don't got time for people, and I don't want to be around nobody. That's my will. But his will is go out into all the earth and declare my glory. Go out into all the world, tell the dying world that I live, that I save. Amen. His will is for you to forgive. His will is for you to love. His will is for you to connect with people and be prosperous. And what I mean by be prosperous, I'm talking about being prosperous in your connections, being prosperous in your dealings with people, being prosperous and productive and fruitful. Amen. So his will is for you to forgive the unforgivable and love the unlovable. His will is for you to grow and not be stagnant. If you find yourself in the same position over and over and over again, then it's time for you to say, God, not my will, but let your will be done. If you find yourself in the same position, in the same place that you were 5 years ago, fighting against the prick, fighting against the grain, fighting against the one who wants to show you great things, who wants to use you mightily in the earthly realm, it's time for you to get out of your flesh. It's time for you to shake the devil off. As Dorsey said, shake the devil off. Amen. It's time for you to say, flesh, get under my feet. Die by fire in the name of Jesus. It's time for you to say, God, I lift my hand to thee, no other help I know. It's time for you to look to those hills and know where your help comes from, because all of your help coming from the Lord. It's time for you to say, Lord, I surrender all. It's time for you to say, if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. It's time for you to give it up and say, God, I give it all to you. I give it all to you, because you know that he lives. So I just come to tell somebody on tonight, and like I said, I'm not going to be with you long. I just wanted to simply come and encourage somebody on tonight, somebody that's been tugging. You've been playing tug-of-war. You've been struggling. You've been playing tug-of-war. You've been indecisive, you know, not making decisions like you should be, because you haven't been relying on the Holy Ghost. You've been relying on your own mindset and not relying on the Spirit of God. Amen. Not putting your trust in God. You've been looking at the natural. You've been looking at or even thinking about what people are going to say. You've been worrying about your reputation. And Christ says, you know, to live in me is to die. Amen. Meaning that, you know, it ain't even about you no more. It's all about Christ. Amen. And to live in me is to die, but you gain as well, because you're gaining life. Amen. And so I just come to encourage somebody on tonight. God just simply told me to tell you, let it go. And what I mean by let it go, let your will go and submit and honor and just simply say, God, not my will, but let your will be done. You've been listening to Straight to the Point, Dr. Bond.
Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Doc, thank you so much for that powerful word. I received that for my household right now. I hope y'all do too. Yes, yes. Amen. The doctor's going to go right down the list here of these awesome people that are online that love to hear your voice today, and we thank God for you. Sister Sarah, you're up. Sister Sarah, you're up on Straight to the Point with Doc. God bless you. How you doing?
God bless you. I just thank the Lord for everyone.
Hey there, how are you?
I'm doing good.
That's awesome. It's nice to hear your voice. Always nice. You've been faithful coming on, and I'm just praying that God would just bless you so abundantly, because you've been pressing in and you've been coming on faithfully, and I thank God for your faithfulness, and I pray that he will reward you. The Bible says that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You've been seeking, you've been knocking, you've been asking, so it's only fair that God bless you. So in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray that God will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have enough room to receive. I declare and I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. And I whip up my prophetic key and I command by the power of God, and I ask and command that the heavens will declare his glory, and it will shine upon you, and what you thought was impossible will become possible in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, Sister Sarah. Dr. Henderson, our next wonderful and excited evangelist, Jackie Mays. Sister Jackie, you up with Doc.
Hey,
God bless you.
Evangelist Mays.
God bless you, Dr. Henderson.
Hey.
It's so good to hear your voice on tonight.
Amen.
Thank God for you. We miss you when you're not here. We miss you when you're not here, but we thank God when you slip in on us. You always have a word for us on tonight. And I thank God for the word that you have given tonight. Such
Amen.
An encouraging word and always a prophetic
Amen.
Word. If you keep your ear open, you can hear what the Spirit is saying unto
Amen.
Us. You know,
yes.
you started off, I want to make a comment here. You started off with saying yes.
Yes.
God wants a yes. And so
yes.
when I was thinking about that, I said, well, if you say yes, you got to say no to something else, you know. And so, and most times when you say yes and you really commit and submit unto God,
yes.
it gets uncomfortable. You have
yes.
to leave that comfortable place, you know.
Yes.
The Bible says God takes us from glory to glory to glory.
Yes.
So therefore, we're
yes.
always moving in him, even
yes.
though we may say that initial yes, there are some yeses that's taking place throughout the journey. Because every
yes.
time God gets ready to move you and take you to another level, good God Almighty, and another
Go
dimension,
ahead.
There has to be another yes. Come on, somebody. There
yes.
has to be another yes to where
Love
God
it.
Is taking you. Because sometimes we get comfortable in a situation or in a level or a certain realm because we know how to do it. We can do it with our eyes closed. It just comes naturally. And God never wants us to stay in those places. Those are dangerous places for
yes.
For a believer, because God is always on the move, and he don't never just park you nowhere. You can forget that. You won't get no parking ticket here because you're on the move, and it always requires another yes. And we know that another yes means more anointing, greater insight,
yes.
greater revelation,
Absolutely.
Greater warfare, greater
Absolutely.
Prayer life. Great, it
yes.
costs more. It keeps costing
yeah.
more and more and more. And unless you're willing to pay the full price, because it ain't going on sale and it ain't going to get no discount.
Right.
You got to be willing to pay that full price to keep saying yes, you know. So I thank God for you, Dr. Henderson, for always bringing such a prophetic, profound word that really just pulls me right on out the gate. It's like, girl, come on, make some more moves, you know. Do something more. Do something greater. Reach for something
yes.
greater. Reach for
yes.
it, because God has
yes.
it laid out for us. And we can sit on the porch and miss it, and it'll ride right on by you. You know, you can get all these prophetic words, and you can get all of these things that God show you, but if you don't do nothing, it ain't going to automatically happen. So that
That's
yes
right.
requires you to move out of
That's
that comfortable
right.
place and
That's
move
right.
from where you are and make a decision that you're willing to pay that next price to get to that next level. So I thank God for you. I thank God for the opportunity to just be on this platform. It's such a blessing, and it's such a
Amen.
Great honor, you know, to be here, and it's such a blessing to hear you tonight. We thank God for you. God bless you. God bless everyone that is
God
listening tonight.
Bless
Thank you.
You. It's, you know, you have been a blessing to the straight to the point. God is definitely taking you from glory to glory to glory, and every yes does require something of us. It requires a lot of selflessness, and it requires a lot of death to, when I say death, I'm talking about to our flesh. You know,
right.
a lot of dying, a dying of our flesh, and each yes, God is taking you higher. But one thing I want to tell everybody that's listening is that don't be afraid of the yes, because he's already equipped you for that next level. Every
Come
level
on.
Equips you for the next level, you know. So don't be frightened or walk in fear when you see that the next level is greater. Just know that he has already equipped you and given you the tools that you need to even conquer, you know, that next level. And sometimes the next level is for you not to fight any longer. It's just for you to flow in him and rest in him and flow in him and just walk in your gifting. Amen. And so what I mean by fighting no longer. I'm not saying that you're not going to be tempted, because God took me to Luke 4 right before I got on the line where Jesus had fasted, and he just came off of a fast, and the enemy tried to tempt him. If you read the book Luke 4, you will see where the devil tried to tempt him, not one time, not two times, but three, four times. The enemy tried to tempt him, and each time he used the word of God. And the enemy would try to, and what God showed me about that was that the enemy would come to you more in your weakness, because Jesus had eaten for 40 days. And so he had eaten anything. And so the enemy thought that he was weak. And so what he didn't realize was that the fasting really made him stronger. Amen.
Come on.
And that's why Jesus said, you know, in order to be able to cast out certain demons and to win certain battles, you got to do more than pray. You got to fast and pray. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so Jesus had been fasting and praying, and the devil tried to tempt him. And then it went down to after about 10 verses or so, if you read further down, even after that, he opened up the book and he talked about what the prophet Isaiah said in reference to his coming, where the Lord has anointed me to preach. Amen. And
Amen.
So I just want to tell somebody on tonight, and for God to bring that back up to me while I'm talking to you. This is your word, Evangelist Maeve. God has anointed you to preach the gospel. Amen. Mm-hmm. To preach good tidings, to heal the broken heart, to set the captives free. Amen. And so because of the anointing, my God, that is in your life.
Yes, Lord.
It comes without a struggle. Amen. It doesn't.
Amen.
It doesn't come without a struggle. The anointing is not without. I did a conference back in 2011. The anointing comes, but it comes without a struggle, meaning it comes without trials and tribulations. You're going to get it. You're going to have your anointing. You're going to grow in the anointing, but you're going to get the trials and the tribulations are going to come, meaning that you're anointed, it comes with a cost. There's a price to pay for the anointing. Amen. Meaning that even going back to Luke, how the enemy going to come and going to come. He'll leave for a season, but he's going to come back. But when he comes, because you're grounded in the word, you would be able, my God, to let him know that thou cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You would be able to hit him with the word. So that's what you got. God told me, said, Evangelist Maeve, I have equipped her with the word, with me. He said, because I am the word. He said, he has equipped you with the word, and all you have to do is use. That's the tool that he has given you. The tool that he has given you is you hiding the word in your heart. So now that the word is put in your heart, when you go through your trials, God told me to tell you to speak the word. Speak the word to your trials. Speak the word to any sickness. Speak the word to anything that's attacking your children. Speak the word. And that devil going to flee, even if it's for a season. That would give you a time to strength. But when he try to come back, just all you got to do is hit him with the word of God. So you be encouraged, Evangelist Maeve. God said he already given you the word. It's in you. He said it's in you. And as I'm talking to you, Evangelist Maeve, I see the Lord putting a scroll down your mouth.
Ooh, yes, Lord.
A scroll. It tastes like honey. And that's the word. He says, even as I'm speaking to you, he says, I'm giving you fresh revelation.
Mm.
The scroll that I'm giving you, that I'm putting in your mouth, he said, it's fresh revelation. Fresh revelation.
Yes,
so it's fresh revelation. So he said, all you got to do is just speak. And as you speak, the revelation will start flowing out. It'll start spurring out like water, like running water, like an ocean of water. I see an ocean of water, blue, beautiful waves of water just flowing out of your mouth.
Yes,
I see you
thank
from
you,
that Jesus. Justice throne. Now that I see
thank you, Jesus.
Water by justice flowing out of your mouth.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
God,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Ooh,
my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He said, you
thank
ever
you,
got to get upset again. You ever yep. got to get frustrated again. All you got to do is just speak my word. As Jesus
yes.
spoke my word to the devil, and the devil had to go after a while. He didn't
yeah.
get upset. He didn't, Jesus didn't get upset. He didn't get angry. He told him, thou should I tempt the Lord your God. Let me remind you, devil, of who I am. You got to let
mm.
that devil know, wait a minute. Enough is enough. Let me remind
yes,
you
Lord.
That I'm the child of the Most High God. Enough. Let me remind you who I am. I am a joint heir with Christ. I am
you,
who God says I am. And
thank
Satan,
you,
I command you to take your hands off my children. Take
yes,
your hands
Lord.
Off my finances. Take
Jesus.
Your hands off of my body. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the
thank
name
you,
of
Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Cover her with your blood from the crown of her
yes.
head to the soles of her feet.
Thank you, Lord.
And I say that it is so, and so should it be established on the earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Thank you, Evangelist.
Amen.
Everything.
God bless
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Ooh,
amen, amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is straight to the point. Well, Dr. Henderson, you know we got one of the best people on the planet, and they got the name, the Hendricks. There's nobody like them on the
hey.
Planet. Hendricks are up. God bless
yeah.
you.
Hey, hey.
Hey. How you doing?
That's good
from you.
Yes, how y'all been?
We doing wonderful. You know, to listen to your program tonight, I mean, it is so on point of what God is doing. He's being strategic in this time.
Yes. Yes,
yes.
Ma'am.
When I walked out the doctor's office today, and I know I irritated him, but anyway, so I said, and Happy New Year to you. He said, Earl.
Lord, that's
yes, he did, but it's not. It wasn't none of my. Was not my doctor. It was the doctor that they wanted me to see today.
Right.
Yeah, and you know he was asking all these questions, and he got to one question that he got stuck on saying this one thing. He said, "So you're refusing treatment?" I said, "No." I said, "I can't do it."
Right.
You understand? I said, "You better know who I am." So at the
right.
end of all that, and I said, he said something that was off the wall. And I said, look, my husband and I both are preachers. I said, you know
right.
what? You would not call me out of our names. Okay?
Right.
And that's when he walked out
mm-hmm.
the room and he grunted. And I was like, okay. But,
right.
you know, in my opinion, he wasn't supposed to check me like that today anyway.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, they didn't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
God is good.
Mm-hmm.
God just slammed
yes.
that. Down. And I was like so thankful, you know. You really
amen.
When you going through something, you better know who your God is.
That's right.
You better know. And you know,
you
looking for God to bless you with money and cars
right.
and houses and fame, and he I mean,
right.
he is too much of God to do that.
Right.
You know, don't put your trust in nothing that's made by man.
That's right.
You know,
that's
God
right.
is our keeper.
Mm-hmm.
He is our keeper, and he kept me today, and I was very proud of me.
Amen.
Praise God.
And I know I got to do it one more time, but you know what? If he did it before, he'll do it again.
My God.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, I feel good. I really feel good. God has really shown on me today. And you, I
amen.
Was, before I take it back, I add more to it.
That's right.
Me. And God is showing me. He let me see things, you know, in the spirit realm. He let me get involved in the spirit realm to even answer a question. So, you know, if he didn't tell me he was with me, I knew he was with me.
That's right.
God did this. You might not feel him all the time, but he's always there.
Yes.
You know, he's an on-time God. He knows when you need him the most.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm just so thankful. And then you come out with that word like that, Dr. Henderson, after we haven't seen you. We thought you stayed over here. Okay. And you was all up in there. I can't. Amen. And you came out. You done broke out in song. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart. To, what is it?
Yes, Lord. Completely yes. Oh, that's what it is. Completely. Okay.
Completely. So, you know, God is good. And it's good to hear from you. And hello, Dr. Vaughn, because I know I haven't spoken with you for a while, but hey, sir, how are you? And, you know, I'm just excited what God's doing. And you know what? This ministry getting ready to take off in a way we ain't never seen before.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
And it's it is.
Amen.
So
amen.
I thank you. Like I thank you for every nugget you put into our life.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, God has been good. And, you know, we don't talk about stuff like this anymore in church. You know, God is awesome, you know. It's like, I don't know what it is, but I'm praying for him, okay? Nothing else except to pray, you know.
Yep.
And then, you know, and the other thing is, you know, I'm getting ready to have a granddaughter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you told me.
Okay. Any day now.
Oh, my goodness. Any day.
We
wait
on her and know it.
any day.
Yeah, thank you. But God bless you so much. You know, don't you be leaving us nowhere that we can't find you.
Oh, no. Y'all my babies. I won't do that.
All
I'm
right.
So happy.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to hear your voice, Prophetess. You made my day. God bless you, my dear. Always happy to hear your voice, and I'm so glad that you was able to rise above the mess that happened today, you know. And that's right, you know. It's time for us to walk in our authority and stop, you know, cowering out to mess, you know. Let the devil know who's in charge now. You know, it's time for us to stop running from demons and make the demons run from us. You know,
exactly.
And so, you know, enough is enough already. Sickness and disease got to go. You know, poverty got to go.
Yes.
You know, all of that, it just got to go, because God didn't design us to be this way and live this way. He designed us to be overcomers and to use the word to defeat our enemies. You know. Sometimes we use the wrong weapons, but we got to use the word. And God took me to Luke 4. We went line by line, precept by precept, after Jesus finished fasting, and how sometimes people think you're weak, you know, and they'll try you. And but how you got to, you know, let them know you can do it in a loving way. Hit them with the word of God, you know, hit them with the word of God. And you know, and then after that, that's when Jesus opened up the book and read what Isaiah wrote in the book of Isaiah about the coming of Jesus, when he was pointing that a Messiah was coming. Amen. And so and so when God showed me everybody on his line, your God said that you're going higher. He's taking you higher. Everybody on this line tonight that heard this word, you're not on this line by coincidence. You're not on this line because you just happenstance to get on. It was destined for you to get on this line. That God just simply wanted me to tell you that you have passed not just the test, but you have passed several tests. And God said he's about to open up a great door for you, prophetess. You an elder. God said he's about to open up a great door for you. And he said, I know that it's been a long time coming. But God said, am I like man that I would lie? He said, no, I'm not like man, and I would never lie. He said, with the promise that I made you, he said that I'm coming to ensure that it comes to pass. He said, you don't have to wonder. You ain't got to be like, God, why, when, what's taking so long? He said he got it. He said he got all power in his hand and that it's coming. Just continue to be steadfast, unmovable, and, you know, abound in the work of him and know that your labor is not in vain. And that what he's going to do in your life, he's going to get the glory out of it. He's going to get the glory out of everything that you and Elder are going through. The things that y'all haven't told anybody, but God sees and he knows what you guys are going through. And God said he's going to turn your shame. He's going to turn your shame into gain. And so don't worry. We've been laying door for the night, but joy comes in the morning. You be encouraged, my dear. God bless you. Love you.
Amen. I was just thinking, a song just came to my heart, and it says, he got the whole world in his hands. He got the you and me, brother, in his hands. He got the you and me, sister, in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. And that's saying to me, the Spirit just gave that to me, and that's just saying God got thing in his hands. All we have to do is put out our hands and touch his hands, or put our hands in his hands, and he will lead us and he will guide us. Praise him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. God said he will lead us if we just follow him. He said, pick up that cross. He said, pick up your cross and follow me then. He didn't say anything then. He said, pick up your cross and follow me daily. That means you're going to be going through things. You're going to be seeing things out the extraordinary. God is going to show you a map. God is going to have that road map set before you of everything that he got for you. So all we have to do is just to keep our little hands in God's big hands. My God, glory to his holy name. God is just so good. Because God is saying this today on this radio station today, on this, praise God for straight to the point today. God is saying, hold on to my hands. If you just hold on to my hands, by God, hallelujah. He said, hold on to my hands, because my hands are clear. My hands don't have no virus. My hands don't have COVID. My hands don't have no disease. He said, just hold on to my holy hands. And I'm going to take you. I'm going to cure the sickness. I'm going to cure the disease. I'm going to cure the homeless. I'm going to cure the food poverty. I'm going to cure all of that. God said, hold your hands, praise God, in my hands. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory be to his name. Yeah. And that was my word today. He got the whole world in his hands. Put that in our hearts and put that in our spiritual being, and then we can see what that song is saying. He got the whole world. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Watch out, man. Somebody better listen. He got the whole world in your hands, in his hands. He got you in his hands. He got your brother in his hands. He got your daughter in his hands. He got your wife in his hands. He got your husband in his hands. He got your children in his hands. He got that's been giving you so much trouble in his hands. But you got to hold on to God's unchanging hands. Yeah. Oh, glory to his name. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. My God, hallelujah. We have this problem of holding on. We have this problem of not following instructions. God said, if you follow my instructions,
yes.
He He said, if you follow my instructions, I'm going to lead you the right way. I'm going to show you the path. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm just so thankful today. I'm just so grateful today. I'm just so thankful. Number one, my wife was on the line tonight, and I'm just so thankful that, you know, that she was on the line tonight. I'm just so thankful to everybody who's on the line tonight, everybody who will come back and listen later on, or tomorrow, or next week, or whatever. Just remember this, that he got the whole world in his hands. All you have to do is hold your hand out and put your little hands, my God, in God's hand. Oh, Jesus, keep me near the cross. It's his hand, my God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Miracles, blessings, everything. Oh, man, Jesus. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hey, that both Sunday. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, my God. God told me, God just said to me, he said, Samuel, don't you worry about a thing. You and your family are going to be well taken care of. He said, don't you worry about nothing. All you have to do is what I just told you in your spirit. He said, I got the whole world in my hands. He said, I don't have to worry about nothing. All I got to do is just sit back and wait and just follow him. Just follow, keep my mind focused on him. See, I got to keep the focus on Jesus. I can't keep the focus on man. I can't keep the focus on a woman. I can't keep the focus on the job. I got to keep my focus on Jesus, because Jesus is going to give me whatever I want. Hallelujah. Jesus is going to put food in my refrigerator. Jesus is going to put Jesus is going to do everything because he said so. All we got to do is focus on him. I thank you tonight. God bless you. Have a smile upon you. And so glad to hear from you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Elder. Powerful, powerful. I mean, Elder, you have grown.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you have really grown in the spirit. And I thank God for it. You know, I mean, my God, that was a good word you just gave. You have really grown in the spirit, and God is taking, you know, you guys are growing like, I mean, my God, I mean, you'd have grown like maybe five levels up since the last time I five levels of grace. God will put y'all five whole levels. Look, say I came on, thought I was going to find you on one level. You on a five more. You done went up five times, huh? Glory to God. And when I just said that, the Lord just put in my spirit that people think that you and prophetess are on one level, and what they don't understand is that God has ushered you all in a whole nother realm of the spirit. So when they think they're going to find y'all at, y'all not there no more.
Amen.
Y'all not there no more. Meaning that God has done something brand spanking new in the spiritual realm in y'all life, because he's about to take y'all. Amen. So don't get upset when folks don't see or recognize or even respect the anointing on your life, because they coming thinking that y'all one way, and God is taking y'all five whole levels up in the spiritual realm. Amen. So God is doing something brand spanking new. Even Elder, when you speak, you can feel, you can hear the fire of the Holy Ghost coming out of your mouth. Amen. And so it is saturating the atmosphere. So yes, it's a different speech. It ain't even the same speech from a long time ago. God has touch your tongue. I remember what popped in my mind is when the angels, the cherubim, touched the prophet Isaiah's tongue, because he told him, God said, who could we send? Mm. And the prophet Isaiah said, Lord, you know, I am a man of unclean lips. And then, you know, he said, send me, but I am a man unclean lips. And so the cherubims came And they took the tongue and put it on his lips to cleanse him so he would be able to speak the unadulterated word of God. And God said, that's what he has done for you, elder.
Amen.
That's
Hallelujah.
What he has done for you.
Even
God is even using you in a prophetic nature. When you first started on Straight to the Point, you was walking in the pastoral nature. But God has, you know, widened your revelation to now you're walking in not just the anointing, but now you're walking in the gift. Prophet is walking in the office. God, I thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this husband and wife team. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would touch them both from the crown of the head to the soles of their feet. God, continue to take them higher in you, Lord God, as you, Father God, take them higher in the spiritual realm. Also, God, bless the other areas of their lives, Father God. Lord God, bless them, Father God, in the natural as well. Lord God, let the natural, Father God, measure with what you're doing for them in the spiritual realm as well, Father. They are seeking you first. They are doing your will, Father God. They are putting you first. They love you first. Now, God, do what your word said, that if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these other things, God, add the other things, even though they're not so concerned about the other things, God. But, Father, you know what they stand in need of, God. Meet every need, Father God. Make it a surplus, God, not a deficit, but a surplus, Father God. As David said in the book of Elder's favorite psalm, Psalm 23, though he walked through the valley of the shadows of death, he will fear no evil. And if the last part it says, goodness and mercy shall follow them all the days of their lives. Amen. And they should dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God, submerge them, even their children, their grandchildren, Father God. Lord God, let their children rise up and call them blessed, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, save the entire family, God. Let the generations on generations not only be prosperous, but Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized, and let it be third and fourth generations of prophets and preachers and teachers and evangelists, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Thank
you, God.
Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, you're listening to Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. And Dr. Henderson, of course, we love the hymn breaks. We're just excited about them being with us tonight as well. God bless you. And ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, to this day, who you will serve, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Back to you, Dr. Henderson.
Amen, amen. So we thank God for everybody that came on the line tonight. If you don't get anything else off this message, off this word, out of this word on tonight, just know that God is simply looking for a yes. It's time for us to say yes. Yes, he is real. Yes, he is real. And please note that your yes is not going to come without temptation. The enemy is going to come like a flood. If you read the book of Luke, you'll find how the enemy came to Jesus himself and try to trick Jesus, who is God, manifested in the flesh. That devil tried to even trick Jesus. Amen. So you got to know who you are in God and be able to speak back to all those demonic spirits, all those people who try to tempt you. Speak the word, you know. Beloved, let us love. When they try to pull you into arguments, hit them with 1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves, you know, they know of God. If you don't love, then that means you don't know God. Amen? Praise God. When they try to pull you into arguments and try to insult your intelligence, hit them with that word. Amen? And so you just got to, you got to fight. And these times you got to fight the enemy with the word of God. That's the only thing that he's going to submit to. That's the only thing he's going to bow to is the word of God in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And so I want to thank each and every one of you guys for listening and tuning in with us on tonight. Join again next Monday night, 347-836-4559. I'm about to go, but before I leave, let me leave you with this. Always love and love hard, always forgive and forgive fast, and always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and have a good night.
to let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. I truly believe as we yield our minds to the Lord, we become more like him. I would just like to encourage you even now, wherever you are, to forget those things that are behind you. Think on the goodness of God, and he will bring you peace.
Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been another broadcast, another powerful broadcast from the woman of God, ladies and gentlemen, straight to the point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores D. Henderson. We thank you so much for joining us, but we're going to give God all the glory and all the praise. We'll see you next time on Straight to the Point. Have a great evening, everyone, and have a great and prosperous week as well. Take care. This has been Straight to the Point. God bless you now. We'll see you next time in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Bye-bye.